And finally, on this day 1 year ago, Caroline listeners across Britain and Europe woke up to find silence on their radios. A silence which, for those living further away than the coast, lasted a period of some months. Weakened by the October hurricane and battered the night before by northeasterly gales, the ship's radio mast had come crashing down into the sea at about 3 a.m, putting the station off the air, some said forever. Nigel Harris reports.
The 300-foot radio tower on board the Caroline ship Ross Revenge had stood for 6 years and was known by seafarers far and wide as one of the most spectacular sights off the southern English coast. For Caroline, the mast enabled high-power, reliable transmission on both 558 kHz, home of the 24-hour-a-day English language service, and on 819 kHz, where Dutch language and religious programming provided diversity of output and additional sources of income. The storm which hit the Ross Revenge a year ago was particularly savage, and at 3 a.m. it became clear that the forces of nature had proved that engineering feats of man to be transient and must always be the case. No one was injured when the tower collapsed, although the ship became very unstable for a period and had to be reballasted. In addition, the mast, when falling, had destroyed vital and expensive equipment used to enable two separate signals to be fed through one aerial, and this could not be immediately replaced. Within 8 days, Caroline had resumed on 558 kHz only, with engineers having built a tiny temporary aerial, which put out just enough power to reach the Kent and Essex coastlines. Manned by a skeleton crew of just four people, the Ross Revenge survived through to Christmas and New Year 1988, with just a fraction of its original cover area and audience. During January, the Caroline crew, working outside often in rough weather and sub-zero temperatures, managed to build two 90-foot masts and complete a new temporary aerial system, which enabled power to increase and the coverage area to be extended as far as London and Holland. However, the ship's transmitters were not suited to low power operation, and technical breakdowns involving periods off air were common during the spring and early summer. In addition, it was not possible to operate any service on 819 kHz, as tests of a new design of carbon fiber transmitting mast failed in April. In July, the decision had to be made reluctantly to allow the Dutch language station to recommence operations by surrendering to them the 558 kHz frequency during the daytime, with Caroline then operating only in the evening and overnight. This style of operation lasted for several months, but enabled funds to become available for the purchase of equipment to enable two separate frequencies to be fed through the aerial once more. So finally, at the beginning of this month, transmissions resumed on 819 kHz, with the Dutch moving to this frequency, where evening religious programming was once more able to resume. Caroline is now able to operate as a 24-hour English language music station, and the volume of mail being received indicates that the audience lost during last year is quickly being regained. Plans for the future include modification of the aerial to enable higher power output, so that we can cover all of the south of England, Belgium and Holland. Exactly 1 year after the disaster, which many people said would silence Caroline forever, she is alive and kicking and well on the road to recovery. Next year, Caroline celebrates 25 years on the air and looks forward to another quarter century of successful broadcasting. Back now to Steve.
Thank you, Nigel. The next news on Caroline is at 9.
You've been listening to Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek Magazine.